This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Never been a fan of
change. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, Hour 2. I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here, everyone.
You're the best.
I was just waiting
for the shotgun there. I'm glad you're not hunting that right now.
The rooster is
waking us up.
Okay,
the duck's a different story, yeah.
Still doing a little bit of hunting this morning.
I see.
That's right. I know.
No, I was bracing myself fine. There. Woo.
Yeah, no, the rooster is fine.
Good morning.
That's not the sick one. We have two roosters. We have that one, and then we have a sick one, this one. That one. Yeah, that's the sick one. Yeah. Speaking of sick. So I'm very, B. Arthur, I'm very nervous.
Oh, no.
Talking Project Down and Dirty for a second, my talkers.
Yes, we must.
Here's what frightens me, is the little things, the wrenches that they're going to throw into the system. You know what I mean?
Yes, and we got a taste of that in an email yesterday.
We did, and, you know, I don't read her emails. I proudly delete all of them. But I did read that one because other people were on it. So I thought, I got to listen to this. So I get, are we allowed? Yeah, we kind of already revealed it. We're not going to get in trouble. And who cares anyway?
I think we can talk about this. We don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. So tell the folks, Lex, about the twist that we do know is coming.
Yeah, because we do know when Jayden was here presenting that we'll be doing a film fest, he said that there will be hurdles that we need to jump over.
Yeah.
And this is one of them. There will be required some item that we will need to include in our film because we won't actually start filming. Actually, we can start on Monday. But really, the bulk will be done Tuesday and Wednesday of next week for our film.
Yeah.
So, and then the editing and everything Thursday. It's due Friday. It has to be completely done. Everything in the can, they have to transfer it to the right film to play in the theater. So there will be something, and I guess my talkers will have a say in what that is.
Adrian, our director, would actually like to deliver it Thursday night. My understanding is, I think he said Thursday night.
Oh, I thought you meant the what I. Yes, he did. He did say that. He wants to have all the editing done so that it's in and ready to go. And that would be fabulous.
Yeah. So we're hoping to. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to get that done. I think we can. We don't need a lot of locations. You know what I mean? I think we can barrel through a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts.
I also want to have that bright costume and look.
Yeah. I know.
So there's all of that as well, and hopefully get some help with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wear powder and lipstick. That's the makeup that I wear every day.
Yeah.
Or not even. So to do a special, you know, we don't want to give too much away.
No, but yes, no.
I know Dawn can help because she loves makeup, so.
Yeah. So,
but yeah,
anyway,
I'm scared. Just the time crunch and I know we'll be fine because we'll just stay up and get it done.
Yeah.
And we're best under pressure anyway. We always are. That's why we pack the day of our trips.
Yeah.
So that's like where the magic happens, you know?
Mm-hmm, sure.
But the lead up to it, because there's other people relying on us. You know, before when we were writing papers for college, you know, we could pull an all-nighter and just know, well, the only consequence is that we might not succeed. But we have a whole team working with us, and we want to just do a good job.
Yeah. I hope. No, I'm joking. We know we will.
Yeah.
And we are ahead of the game because we have Dawn.
Yes.
Who has already written the script.
Right.
I mean, and
well,
from
she
what
had
I
to under- before the trip.
And from what I understand, that's better than a good chunk of our colleagues.
Oh, well, I do know Donna and Steve have a script.
They do.
Because they kind of rejiggered the printers and where the things print. There's a new addition to the printing universe that we have here.
Okay.
If that makes any sense, you know what I mean? Does. There's a new printer. So Donna's back from vacation and she printed it, but it didn't come out through the where she remembered it.
Okay.
She's like, Alexis, I need to know where the script is. I don't want anyone to see it. I'm like, don't worry, it's down the hall now. But I'm curious what direction they're going in.
Well,
so Lex, yeah, this, so they have a script. I don't know about the other shows, but.
Lex, why? I mean, you had an opportunity right there to be very devious and to direct.
Oh, my gosh.
You had an opportunity to direct.
Oh, my
Donna
gosh.
To another printer. But yet you chose to be nice. You chose the righteous path.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even think about that. I could have.
Yeah, you're not devious like me. You don't think like that. I watched Dallas all these years. I would have sent.
Thanks for J.R. Ewing.
Oh
my gosh, why didn't I think about that?
Why didn't you send her to a dip? Donna, you know where the printer is? It's down in accounting. And then you send her.
It didn't print. Just reroute it to this one.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what J.R. would have done.
Once you give up integrity, the rest is a piece of cake.
That's right, J.R. J.R., anything else you... Any other lessons you want to teach Alexis this morning?
Oh, no, I don't give a damn about you or your happiness, honey, but I do care about what's good for me.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Oh, I need to channel him more. Oh, my God. I just saw her in panic mode and thought, the printer's over there now.
Oh, Mike, right? I mean, she had a chance right there.
Exactly what I was thinking. Sabotage started playing in my head as soon as she mentioned the printer situation.
But. Oh, my gosh. Well, actually, the order of things, she goes, where's the printer now? And I just said, oh, down there. She goes, oh, good, because our script is there. But actually, it was she just was looking for I didn't know what she was printing.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes it any better, but I should have at the same time said, nope, actually,
Alexis.
It's not.
We don't. No paper, and then you run, Lex, with your little Alexis legs. You run down there and you grab that script.
I can run pretty quick.
I know you can. You were in track.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can out sprint. Well.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway.
You run after a child for heaven's sake.
Donna this time.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, JR.
All right.
Seriously.
I'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do with that script though if we found it?
We would sabotage them.
Just read it and figure out what they're doing. Okay.
Just figure out what they're doing and make their lives very difficult next week.
Shoot. Okay. Right? All right, I'll do better.
Well, what's
I'll
a family for if it can't take care of its losers?
That's right, JR. Sorry, JR. I think that some of the audience missed that.
Well, what's a family for if it can't take care of its losers?
That's right. That's right. Get tickets right now, though, at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, a lot of TV talk. Are we still on board the dragon, the House of Dragon? Plus, a new show debuted on Hulu. And once again, Alexis and I, unbeknownst to us, are on the same wavelength. We did the same thing last night.
Love it.
We'll tell you what shows to watch or skip next. NutriSource, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jason. Speaking of Katie K9, I have to say thanks to Katie. You hear Katie and I both do commercials for NutriSource, and there's a reason why. Katie introduced me to NutriSource. I have to give her credit where credit's due. And we have been a NutriSource family ever since. Actually, I literally just picked up Dexter and Big's food yesterday from Chuck and Don's. Needed to get new food, and I needed to get kombucha. That's right. Kombucha is their newest product. It's a bone broth food topper that you pour over the dog's food. contains probiotics. It's good for belly health. But I was looking yesterday at Chuck and Don's, the entire library, and I'm like, wow, you need grain-inclusive, grain-free, puppy formula, senior dog, adult large breed. They have it. And it's based right here in Minnesota. So make the switch for your family of dogs. Switch to Nutrisource, NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
It's Footloose, and guess
what? And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
No one you care so much for Sue Ellen. She's just like your mother. Another drunken slut who ran away.
You slime. You make me sick.
Keep out of my way, Pamela, or I'll destroy you.
This has been A Sweet Moment with J.R. Ewing.
Oh, J.R., where were you yesterday when Alexis was talking to Donna Valentine about the printer? Anyway, welcome back. Mm-hmm. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk and live streaming on our My Talk app. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here. Hope you're having a really good start to your day. It's the last day of official summer.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather supposed to be like, Lex? Do we know?
Yeah, what it can say here. It's supposed to be cooler, windy, partly to mostly sunny. High of 66 today. And then tomorrow, pretty much the same. 62 the high. Blustery and cool, he says.
How many granny panties today, Lex?
Today, we're at... Three granny panties?
Three granny panties.
That's about right.
That's right, three.
Because it was 90 yesterday, so
it was 90, Lex. It's a big switch.
Yeah. Layered up, cotton only.
Our main job here is to make you laugh. Our second main job is to tell you what shows to watch and what shows to skip. It's time for a TV taste test.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Let's start with thoughts on the biggest one of the biggest shows right now on television / streaming, and that's House of the Dragon on HBO Max.
Are you caught up?
Yeah, we're basically caught up.
Oh, what do you think?
I'm bored to death. I'm bored to death. Not the newest episode, but the one before that, where the brother and uncle, and there was a lot of family sleeping together, a lot of deliverance activity. Colin looked at me and goes, this is the longest hour of my life.
Oh.
We are close to being done. That's how bad it is. It's an emergency situation over at the Mathesons.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah.
Yep. You? How do you feel?
Oh my gosh, I'm still on the dragon. I love this show. The themes, what's happening, where it's going. I'm loving it. The obligation to your family, to your people, the dragons. The story is fantastic. Now we've known there's going to be some incest. The Targaryens, that just was, at least in Game of Thrones, that they always kind of alluded to that. You haven't met the gay prince yet. Maybe that might turn your train around.
Are you enticing me with hot gay love?
I'm just thinking, there's not a lot of hot gay love. There's kissy kissy, but especially this last one, I'm really curious to see. It sets up for a very interesting dynamic, and then it shatters right through that by the end of it. I love it. I'm actually kind of shocked that it hasn't enraptured you like it has me.
No, there's no rapture. No. And I wish I was liking it.
Yeah.
But I'm almost done. We're going to continue.
You don't like the forbidden love with the soldier and all the layers of gear that they have to take off before the actual lovemaking occurs?
Remember what I told you about that.
I forgot. What did you say?
Lex, all I'm thinking of. Thank you, Mike. All I'm thinking of. Is how smelly that love would be.
Yeah.
That is some gross, smelly sex.
Yeah.
And I am not here for that. You know how picky I am with that.
That's true.
Colin must bathe. I hose him down. I spray him with a little bit of Lysol.
Oh my gosh.
I dip them.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In a bucket of Dawn dish soap, like a duck in an oil spill.
It works.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't have, so that actually is a deterrent.
Thinking
of that nasty, stinky love. No.
All right.
He just texted. What did he say about this? okay. So Colin just said something.
Okay.
Now, maybe you alluded to this, Lex, and I just missed it. And if I did, my deepest apologies here.
What's that?
But Colin Matheson just texted me. He turned on the AOL.
You've got mail.
He said, I guess in the next episode, they do a 10-year time jump and recast everyone. That's true. Yeah, everybody's nodding their heads, right?
Yeah, that's what's, happening the next upcoming episode.
Oh, so everybody that we know leaves? Like, they're all new actors?
Well, there's going to be a time jump. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that might be...
Now, that fascinates me.
Yes, me too.
Mike, are you liking this show?
I am. I'm more on the Alexis side of things, but it's funny because I know that my girlfriend, she's more on your side of things, where she's kind of in the middle, I think, of both of your opinions. But yeah, that's the big thing. Rhaenyra's character and Allison's characters are both going to be new actresses. And so it sounds like they tried to lay a lot of groundwork in the first five episodes, and then now we'll get hopefully a different vibe going forward. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm okay. I don't know if it changes my husband's opinion, but I can trudge through.
Yes. Well, especially this last episode. You think it's going one way, and then something happens, and you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Just happen.
Is the last episode the one with the layered stinky sex, or was
that was the one that you watched?
I must have missed that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. But the next one.
Colin is not so sure. He's continuing to... He goes, nothing is happening on the show. It's too slow.
What? Whoa, really? Okay, yeah. Well, this last episode, the Queen, Alicent, even what she wears is a big deal. And they allude to that. Of course, the other thing that I really like about that they're doing for each episode, they are talking to the showrunners and the producers at the end to kind of help navigate where they're going.
Yeah.
So that's safe for... that after the credits, because that's always really good and interesting to watch as well.
Okay. Now,
my husband loves it. He's like, unlike you, like he's in it just like I am. And he never watched Game of Thrones.
I didn't either, Lex.
Yeah, so that...
Okay. There's another show that we may get to today. If not, tomorrow, Lex and I both watched a new show that dropped yesterday. Lighter. We'll talk about that later. When we come back, it's game time, and we thought it would be fun for us and you, more importantly, to get to know Mike when we return.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
Strange penises don't get to you, though, right?
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Well, you know. Depends, Oprah. Really depends.
Define strange penis.
I know. Who knows?
Huh.
Mm. Jason and Alexis in the morning, or as our boss calls us, the morning show.
The radio home of Colleen and Bradley, Lori and Julia, Donna and Steve, and the morning show.
Yeah.
On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
That's us,
I'm Jace with Lex and producer Mike. Now, Mike is filling in for Don McLean. He's a newer member of our team. We're thrilled to have him. But like any new person, we don't know a lot about him. You guys don't know a lot about him. So we thought it would be fun to take up our game time to get to know Mike, everyone. We're going to ask probing questions of Mike and get the real answer. And if we do our Barbara Walters work properly, we'll make him cry by the end of this. So Lex, ladies
first.
What's
the most emotional moment in your life and explain why?
Wow, exactly, yeah. Go.
No. Just kidding. maybe we should start with some basic questions. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm from a small town called Nicollet, Minnesota. It's right down by Mankato. So tiny little town down there, and went to all through high school there. It was a small town, like I said, 800 people. So our K through 12 school was all in one building, and there were 250 kids in total. So my graduating class had 36, and we were one of the biggest in a long time. So
36?
36 kids, yeah. So...
Wow. Holy crap.
Yep. So did that, graduated, went over to Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall and played football there and played football for a couple of years and then coached for a couple more years after I had a back issue pop up and did a normal corporate gig for 5 years. Decided, you know what, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. Went to Brown University, or Brown used to be one of the big radio schools, of course, up here. Brown, we were one of the final two classes. Grant, who's on with Lori and Julia, of course, him and I went there at the same time. And I ended up going off to Wisconsin. He came here or across the hall, and we're 7 years later in the same studio together, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you knew Grant back then?
Yes, when we both went to radio. We were both kind of that same age group. We went to radio school a little bit later on in life, our second career, if you will, or a little career change, and everyone else was far younger than we were, so we had plenty in common, and yeah, worked out great.
So give us some dish on Grant.
Ah, oh, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Way to go, Lex. Now she's getting devious. Now, she wasn't devious yesterday with D-Val, but now she's devious.
I missed the opportunity.
Yeah.
What do you want to know, Jace?
Well, let me piggyback off Alexis's question. When did you know, how did you know that you wanted to do radio?
Well, when I was commuting up, I actually was working in Eden Prairie, and at the time I was commuting from down the Mankato area up and started listening to more and more radio, more talk radio, and then I really had a passion for football, so I wanted to do play-by-play, wanted to get into that, and that's where I technically am still doing some stuff with my former station as the sports director and covering some sports and things like that, but that's kind of really what gave me the radio bug, if you will.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Lex, your turn.
Well, I met your dad yesterday.
You did.
He came here to the station, which was really cool. Fun guy.
It's not as weird as it sounds. We have a credit union located on the, Hubbard property, and he happens to work for said credit union, so he was over there already and just walked across the hall. So it wasn't bring your dad to work day or anything strange like that.
It was bring your dad to work day, and he had a little lunch that he packed and everything. Yes. No. So family life.
Yeah.
I know your dad's in St. Paul, but you have siblings.
He's in St. Paul. No, I'm an only child. So, yes, only child. A lot of cousins, whole bunch of cousins. So a group that kind of grew up with. Two of my cousins are kind of like close as siblings as you'll get. But then my best buddy and I, we've been best friends since we were 3 years old. So we were right across the street from each other, lived that close for a long time. And yeah, so 33 years.
Okay.
Cool.
I have a Lex, are you ready for this one?
Uh-oh.
We have a Barbara Walters question here.
Sure.
That's right. Here we go. I'm joking. Give us your favorite personality trait that you like about yourself, and give us a trait of yours that you don't like, your worst trait, according to you.
According to me, I really like how empathetical I am of people. I mentioned how emotional I get watching movies and stuff. I think I can, and I'm not trying to, toot my own horn, it's hard with this question, but I think I can really try really hard to hop into somebody's shoes and kind of see things the way they see it. Mm-hmm. And I think that is probably my best trait. Worst trait, I gotta think of that.
Jealousy. Do you talk a lot? Are you cheap? Are you clingy?
I can't think of any of those. The one thing I maybe just, I kind of get a little hung up on how people think about me. Like, I need to get a little bit better at that and not,
That's a good one.
Yeah, if somebody says something about me, and I like everyone to like me. So it's a little hard when that's not the case, and I want to know why.
People pleaser.
Yes.
People
there
pleaser.
You go.
Yep. But,
to a fault.
Yeah. We can relate.
We can relate. Yes, right, Lex? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lulu? Phil wants to know, were you born vaginally?
Yes.
It's a legendary question here on the show, Mike. Don't let her scare you. Yes.
That's awesome.
Okay, good question, Phil. Okay. What is your weirdest habit or hobby, Mike?
Ooh, weirdest hobby.
And I don't even like the word weird.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But you know what I mean. What's something like something that you like, or maybe like Alexis likes tatting.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yep. It's like, that's a little odd.
Arts, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm obsessed with classic game shows. I love those. Yes.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up with the, watching the Game Show Network and everything. So I, favorite show of all time is Jeopardy. But I mean, even further back than that, I'm talking Blockbusters, one of my favorite underrated shows. Bill Cullen, the host there, Alan Ludden, Gene Rayburn, Match Game, all those I absolutely loved. Password is, yeah. So I'm obsessed with those.
I love that you just dropped a Blockbusters reference.
Yes. Nobody knows that game. It just frustrates me.
What is that game?
Oh,
how was it played?
There's a board, and it looks like kind of a bee cone, like a beehive cone thing, and a comb, I should say. And what they'll do is they'll have different letters, like in different initials, and then the correct answer has those initials. So then you'll say, and your goal is to kind of block off your opponent from crossing their side of the board. So you want to go from the top to the bottom. Your opponent wants to go from the side to the side, and it's almost like this weird, it's
like
amazing.
Plus sign or something.
Yes, you're trying to battle across the way, and you're getting answers correct to block your opponent or to continue their progress. So, great show.
And this is the theme behind us right now. That's right. Yes.
Nice. When's that coming back? Huh? That sounds like a fun game that could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1980 to 82.
There you go.
That's fun. Okay, yeah. Lex, your turn.
Jonathan wants to know, are you a gamer? And if so, what's your box of choice or PlayStation, Nintendo?
Sure. Yeah, I always had a PlayStation, moved in with my girlfriend. They're more Xbox folks, so I've been playing more Xbox since then. But I've been gaming. I was that generation, so started with Nintendo, went through N64, went all the way now to your Xbox Series X or whatever. Yeah, so all the way through.
Well, there we go. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to know Mike, everybody.
Yes!
That's right, we got to know Mike.
Question we got a lot of too, just to clear this up.
Yeah.
You do have social media. You're still working on changing things, so we're not sharing that quite yet.
Yeah, I don't think I've, I don't know if I've tweeted anything for like 3 years, so I just got to get it all flipped over. I think it still has my my former station's call signs in my actual Twitter handle, so I just got to get that changed, and then we'll be good to go.
Stay tuned, everybody. Yes, mm-hmm. Stay tuned. Right now, though, I'm going to tell you that tickets for Project Down and Dirty Film Fest are available. Thanks to David at First Equity for sponsoring this year's Project Down and Dirty.
He's the best.
He's the best. I don't care what we do. I don't care if Lex and I mud wrestle. He would slap a sponsorship on it with his name.
Yes.
So go get those tickets. Limited tickets are available to all three screenings. MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, Am I the Asshat? Part one.
A really ridiculous and most likely offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
The internet is filled with pornography.
This has been a really ridiculous and offensive moment from Pat Robertson.
Thanks, Pat. Didn't know that. Right, Lex?
Yeah,
didn't know that at all. Yeah.
How did he know that?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
There's pornography. There's just... There's bigboobs.com.
Anyway, I'm Jace with Lex and Mike filling in for Dawn McClain. We're so glad you're here on this last day of official summer. So go out there. It's going to be a little chilly. Yesterday should have been. What was Mother Nature doing? Yesterday should have been the last day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Hot. Just like, am I the asshat?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I the asshat?
Part one.
Yes, temperature sensitive Jason.
Yes,
very
ma'am.
Very curious to see what you say about this one in particular.
Oh, God.
Am I the asshat for not accommodating my roommate's medical needs?
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. I live in a house with two other people. We're all 21. It's around 75 degrees outside, and our thermostat has been around 69 to 74, depending on the day. One of my roommates has been steadily increasing the temperature every day. I'd come home to it being at 78, then 80, then 85.
No!
And today it was set to 90 degrees. When she set it to 80, I texted her and said, hey, keep the house at a comfortable temperature because it's really getting hot. But she didn't answer. When she set it to 90, I asked her in person if she could please stop turning it up so high because her house was literally a sauna. She started yelling at me, calling me inconsiderate, and said that she had a medical condition that required a warm home. She had never mentioned this to me before, even when we talked about thermostat temps when we all moved in. I told her that 90 degrees on a 75-degree day is ridiculous, can potentially be dangerous. She started mocking me, saying that I didn't want to sweat and I was too sensitive. We were arguing, and our third roommate got involved. He said he understands where I'm coming from, but she has no obligation to tell us her medical issues, and we need to respect her needs. I feel like while she isn't obliged to tell us her medical information, if she truly needs to live in a 90-degree home, that should have absolutely been discussed beforehand, and she shouldn't assure us and others that, and should be assured that others are okay with it. Eventually, we agreed to keep the temp between 70 and 75. Things, though, are really tense. She thinks I'm an asshat, and my other roommate thinks I'm being inconsiderate. I feel like I'm going insane. Am I the asshat?
651-641-1071. No, you are not, and she needs to move. Here's the deal. There are so many things wrong with this. No, she's not legally obligated to tell you, but come on. If you're going to be in a communal living situation, and it's that important to you, you may not have a legal obligation to tell the people you're going to be living with, but absolutely, if you want someone to live with that ridiculous standard of temperature. Now, look, there is a reasonable swath of degrees that anybody can argue over. It's very subjective.
Yeah, 70, 75?
Yes, or even 76, 78. But 90, that is not a reasonable temperature to expect anybody to live in. And if you need that, then you need to live by yourself, or you need to make it very, very crystal Carrington clear.
In the beginning, move in. Or keep your bedroom at that temp. Get a space heater. But the common space?
No.
Ugh.
And the other roommate going, oh, we need to take care of her needs. No, you do not. She is a grown-ass adult.
Mm-hmm.
You are all paying the rent. I would assume they're all paying an equal share of the electricity bill. Absolutely not. This enrages me.
Yes, agreed.
Let's go to the phone.
Not the asshat.
You agree too, Lex?
Yes. Oh, yes. And you're right. That third roommate can't be Switzerland in this.
Oh, stop.
You can't be in the middle. It's one or the other.
I need you to be Brazil.
Yeah. And even if he's against. Oh. The person writing this and saying, look, it's okay to me if it's 90 degrees, you know?
Let's go to the phone lines. Tracy, yeah. Welcome to the show. How do you feel?
Lex, you nailed it. Get a damn space heater.
Yeah.
Now, I'm anemic. I'm always cold when other people are like boiling hot. That's why I bought 50 blankets so I can pile it over on top of me.
Yeah.
The roommate that wants it to be her way, his way, whoever it is.
Yeah, her way.
Come on now. Get a space heater. Go to Best Buy. They're like $50. You can get a warranty. It'll last you forever that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's much easier to get warm for folks than to try to cool off.
Oh, man. Yeah, unless you want naked roommate walking around.
Oh, gross. Let's go to Deb on line two.
Okay.
Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show. Who's the asshat here? Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Is he the asshat?
Hi, thanks. I can't hear you very well.
What say you?
Here's what I would say. Is put a freaking sweatshirt on and some long johns on.
Yes.
This is Minnesota, for God's sake. It's hotter than hell.
Yes, Deb. I love you.
So, as a person who is always, always hot, it's crazy. So I lived down in Georgia for 2 years.
Ooh.
As soon as the office would get 85 degrees, people would put their space heaters on. And I would be dying.
Oh, my gosh.
Dying.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
I can't. No. Thank you, Deb. Have a good day.
Thanks, Deb.
Let's go to Mary on line four here. Deb was funny. Mary?
That is funny. Hi, it's Mary from South Carolina. You can move down here.
Oh, hey.
It's totally hot. Or I've got another idea, and I'm not being a smarty pants. My mom is 92, and she keeps her little apartment at like 82 degrees. And I walk in there in the summer, I'm like, good heavens to Murgatroyd. And I instantly turn the thermostat down. So, she, you know, this gal could move in with a elderly type woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. She can move in with my mom.
Yes, an idea.
My mom wears four sweatshirts and it's 82 degrees outside, for heaven's sake. Yeah. Mary, that's a good idea. No, Mary, that's a really good idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Put that in your ad, too. Thank you, Mary. Need someone who likes it hot.
Yeah. Let's go to line one. It's Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. What this woman, well, obviously she's not the asset. What she needs to do is call student housing. I'm assuming that this is just like a big college or something like that. This needs to get resolved right away, and she needs to get shuffled back into the deck and be somebody else's problem, because like the other callers have said, you can put on more clothes. You can get a weighted blanket, buy her a sauna suit. I don't care. There are options out there.
Walk around in tinfoil. Who cares?
Literally, you can be a baked potato.
I don't think this even, they're college students. They just share an apartment together.
Well, I thought you said that. But, I mean,
but still,
probably miss her. Right. Like,
Yeah, seriously. Phil, listen closely. Listen closely.
I'm sorry. They're 21. Right. I think they're in college.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Phil.
Peace out, Phil. Let's give Josie the last word on the phones here. Hi, Josie.
Hey there. Good morning. So I agree. The roommate is not the asshat. However,
for
someone to argue that they need 90 degrees for a medical reason and then are fine with 70 to 75, I would be more concerned about what other trouble this roommate might have for her roommate moving forward.
Oh, okay. Didn't even think about that. Yeah, very true. That's why. It's like a single white female that move. Oh, anyway.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah. Girl, I'm saying. Josie, thank you.
I guess that's true. Yeah, really lay everything out. Okay, what about this? What about the food in the fridge?
Yes. Like vacuuming. We just did to Mike. Like we just asked Mike, what's your worst trait? What do you know what I mean? We gotta
We gotta
sense Mike out, Lex. We gotta see, you know.
I mean, if I was a roommate, it was still really hot. You might just start, walking around his naked party all the time. See how your friends feel when they come over. See how you feel when I'm walking by naked and sweaty.
Yeah.
Because it's still at 90 degrees. That's still very hot.
I don't know how anyone lives with Colin and me because
Icebox.
We keep it at like, 68.
Yes.
It's reason. Yeah. It's reason when we go to the lake. We turn the AC on, and it's like reason number seven why my father-in-law doesn't like me. I mean, it's like... There's a whole list going, yeah. Sometimes it's number four.
Number seven?
It's sometimes number four, yeah. Being a meathead is number one. We're not done. We have a second scenario for Am I the Asshat? And it looks like I just read the one.
Your niece.
Oh, stay right there. Go get another cup of coffee and meet us back here in just a second.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.